En wat 'n voorreg het is om vir Chris Daniel in die ateljee te hê vanoggend. Môre Chris, hoe gaan dit by jou?
Môre Niels, nee, lekker vandag, lekker koel vandag.
Ja, die hele week al, nê?
Ja, nee, dit Wit Rivier se kant die hele dag is dit gereën. Die hele dag.
Chris Daniel, Youth or Junior Coordinator, wat is die regte titel vir?
Junior Honorary Ranger Coordinator.
Tjoe, wat 'n titel.
Ja, dis
een... wat 'n voorreg om jou in die ateljee te hê vanoggend. So, ons het so rukkie gelede op Sonop ontbyt gepraat oor die planne en die voorgestelde implementasie van die Junior Honorary Rangers program. En nou, it's happening. It's getting there.
Ja, it's happening now. Ek was hier so verlede maand. Net met ons plan en alles, maar ons is allemaal nou deur die faciliteitskursus voltooi en datums is nou vastgestel.
Okay, so before we start with the whole junior section, what is an honorary ranger? Honorary ranger.
An honorary ranger is a vrijwilliger that supports the Kruger National Park.
Yes.
From bush activities, snares, hacks, removing alien plants, through to activities in the camp, from maintenance to assisting in the camp, so basically full support of the sandparks. We ourselves Lowveld, we specifically on the southern parts of the Kruger National Park. That's where we put our support in.
And can anyone get involved with the HR program, honorary ranger program? Is there still space for honorary rangers? Is there still a need for someone to get involved, regardless of age? We'll get to the juniors now.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Anyone can get involved. It's just a case of signing in. Two interviews need to, two meetings need to be attended.
Okay.
And then you basically need to go through all the activities that honorary rangers go through, and then there's two courses that need to be completed and achieved to then become an honorary ranger. But it's open to anyone.
And there's a little bit of an advantage to this as well, except for the work that's being done. You get to spend time out in nature. I know for a fact that. You guys walk around and collect snares, but you're literally walking around in the Big Five country.
Yeah, I know. That's actually one of my favorite activities is the bush activities, but we do have armed rangers with us when we're out on duty. I know it's such a privilege, honestly. Such a privilege to be a part of the honorary rangers and be able to contribute back towards our heritage, to be honest.
Very, very true. And now we're getting the youth involved as well, the juniors.
Yeah.
And I think this is brilliant. I'm so happy and excited about this project. Getting the kids and the young ones involved, the juniors involved in game ranging and learning about nature and learning about the responsibility, etc., which is going to have a knock-on effect when these kids become adults,
correct.
Humans at some stage.
Yeah.
And then they also continue this legacy of going forward. So tell us a little bit more about, you know, the project, the junior HR project.
Okay, well, it's a national product, a project, and it's absolutely essential, you know, for the longevity of the honorary rangers to have those youth being exposed to what we do and the opportunities in conservation and the hospitality industry. And I think it's absolutely essential, and we're launching it now. We did have a program about 5 years ago, but that fell by the wayside, and so we're relaunching it now.
Who qualifies as a junior or a youth, age-wise?
Yeah, well, there's two divisions. You've got your primary school kids.
Yeah.
That at the moment is on hold. They're just relooking at the syllabus and all that kind of stuff to relaunch that. And then your high school kids. So that's where we're going to start.
Focusing on the high school
kids. We're going to start with the high school kids. So to be a part of it, it's basically 13 years to 18 years of age.
And when is this being launched?
We're basically launching now to get the kids to write in and join, but the actual launch will be on the 26th of January next year.
Oh, that's no-no.
It's happening, yeah.
Okay, and also, let me just find out, what sort of activities can kids who join this expect to be involved in?
Okay, well, we're going to be meeting with the kids once a month. Either on a Friday or a Saturday. The Friday will be after school in the afternoon, and then the Saturday will be Saturday morning. There will also be outings. Well, it's mostly going to be activities, but there will be some classwork. They've got to get through a project each year. Each age group has to complete a project by the end of the year.
Yes.
And we'll assist them with that. So there will be some classwork. Activities, examples, we're definitely going to be spending a whole weekend in the Kruger National Park. We'll be doing day trips out to the Kruger National Park.
Ah, sounds fun.
The kids get exposed to all aspects of being an Orrery Ranger. So they're going to be doing snaring and hacking and all sorts of activities. Then we'll also have guest speakers coming in and chatting to the kids about various aspects of conservation and ecology to get them exposed to the different fauna and flora and everything. So it's full up. There's so much information. I'm excited as well because I'm going to learn as well.
There's so much information. Apart from the theory that they're going to be learning and the project that they're going to be involved in, the actual physical practice of being in the bush and learning certain of the nuances and things that happen in the bush is just going to be so exciting for these kids. And it's going to, like, we had a chat off air for a second. It's just like, you can't get it out of your blood. You can't get this out of your system. Once you've been involved in something like this, you can never really just let it go.
No. That's the importance of getting the youth exposed to this industry and to the Honorary Rangers, you know, to ensure that the Honorary Rangers continue into the future, but also expose the youth to conservation. You know, if they possibly had a thought of going into conservation, this will definitely set that in place for future studies and the future of our wildlife reserves.
So this could potentially, if kids don't really know what they want to do, the youngsters, they sort of early high school at the moment, and they sort of don't know what direction they want to go into, this could have a job opportunity for them at some stage.
100%, 100%. Yeah. A nice thing about it as well is it gives the parents a little bit of alone time on a Friday or Saturday. I think that's also going to be a good uptake. Carrot.
Now you're going to have a lot of questions about how to sign up. How do parents, hoe kan ouers hulle kinders betrokke kry hier by, sê nou maar hulle het nie die geleentheid hulle self om dit te kan doen nie, werk op naweke wat in die geval is, maar hulle wil die kinders betrokke kry daarbye. Yeah. Hoe kan hulle, wat is die proses om aan te sluit?
Ag, dis net 'n e-pos na ons toe. My email address is quite a mouthful. It's loufeld.juniors@sandparksvolunteers.org.
Daai inligting is beskikbaar as jy vir ons 'n WhatsApp wil stuur op 0614964323.
Yeah.
Sal ons dit vir jou deurstuur.
But I know most parents will be driving those, so I've set up another one which is a little bit easier, and that's jhrloufeld@gmail.com.
So jhrloufeld.
Junior Honorary Rangers, Loufeld. @gmail.com.
Stuur die e-pos en kry jou kinders betrokke daarby. Kyk of hulle belangstel. Is there a sort of a testing the waters situation where you can apply and have these kids involved and have them see if they want to be involved in this?
I don't think that's going to be necessary. I think once we hit the ground, from the first meeting on the 26th of January, they're going to be hooked. Eh?
Yeah.
But there's no issue with that. But I've only got 60 places available.
Oh, net 60.
You know, taking our volunteers into account, so we've had to go through a course and police clearances, and obviously, you know, we're dealing with kids. Yeah. So there's only so many volunteers that can assist, and obviously we need to keep the facilitator to kid ratio correct, so it's
everyone's
not just
covered,
heaps of kids and hardly anyone looking after. So it's well organized and well planned, but we're going to start with 60. I know it's going to grow, so it's going to be a first come first serve. As soon as they've emailed us, we'll send the forms to fill in. If everything's in line, then they'll get an invoice to then pay, and then they're in.
Raak betrokke by die Junior Honorary Rangers. Ons weet meeste van die kinders is nou by die skool op hierdie stadium al reeds hierdie tyd van die oggend en so voorts, maar ons ouers wat luister wat kinders sal dalk wil by betrokke kry by dit. So ons sal vir die e-pos adresse aanstuur as jy vir ons 'n WhatsApp stuur op 0614964323. Chris, just before you go, give us one little taste of something that happened to you that you'll never forget while in the bush on these HR missions.
Oh, my goodness.
Just a small taste.
Which one? I must just mention before we sign off, the course is 350 Rand per year per child.
It's nothing.
But that will include a T-shirt and cap to start with. So they all get a little Junior Honorary Ranger cap and T-shirt, so they're recognizable. I know, you know, there's constant opportunities or incidences that do occur. Luckily, our rangers that join us are quite alert.
Yes.
We've walked into Buffalo before where guys had to chamber rounds. It was that close. elephants, you know, just busy sleeping under a tree behind a bush, and we didn't realize, and the next thing they come running out. But the kids, if we do take them on hacks and snares and stuff, it's not going to be in the Kruger National Park. So we've got areas identified that are safe for them, just to expose them to those activities.
Just a little bit of exposure.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Chris, it was so nice to speak with you this morning. Time goes very quickly when you're having fun, isn't it?
Sure, but is it done?
It's done.
Oh, there. Okay.
You're welcome to hang around in studio if you want this morning.
Cool, thanks, man.
Chris Daniel van die Junior Honorary Rangers wat saam met ons kuier in die atelier op Sonnebontbyt vir vanoggend. Dit is 'n baie, baie opwindende nuwe stap in die regte rigting vir HR's en vir kinders wat wil deelneem hieraan. Sonnebontbyt, geborg en moontlik gemaak deur Wildman Nelspruit.